The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello, and welcome to this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman with the Virginia Voice. Our first article is from DailyPassport.com. 8 mysterious places scientists still can't explain. Whether naturally occurring or human-made, some phenomena on Earth are so perplexing that they leave even scientists scratching their hands. From strange lights that illuminate the night sky to creatures thriving under confounding circumstances, and fields of giant, perfectly round stone spheres, take a mind-bending journey to 8 places with mysterious phenomena. Eternal Flame Falls, New York. Everyone knows that fire and water don't mix, but one particularly mysterious place in western New York seems to prove otherwise. Eternal Flame Falls in the Shale Creek Preserve baffles geologists with its juxtaposition of fire and water. Visitors to the 35-foot waterfall can peer beyond the falls to a small flickering flame hidden in the caves behind the water. Scientists initially believed that, as was the case with other eternal flames, hot rocks releasing natural gas deposits from under the ground started the fire. Researchers from Indiana University, however, found that the rock under the waterfall wasn't hot enough to form the necessary pockets of natural gas to keep the flame burning. So, what's keeping the eternal flame flickering behind the falls? No one has a scientific explanation for it, but legend gives credit to local Native American tribes, claiming they lit the flame thousands of years ago. Geologists still hope to identify the cause in the future and unlock the fiery secrets of this mysterious place. In the meantime, you can see the watery flame for yourself by taking a half-mile hike to the falls inside Chestnut Ridge County Park. Plain of Jars, Laos. Few visitors find their way to the remote plains of Jing Hong Plateau in Laos. But if you do venture into this arid region of Southeast Asia, you'll find thousands of enormous ancient stone jars dotting the landscape. They sit scattered across the land like a giant's forgotten crockery. The urns date back to the Iron Age, when their makers used a combination of clay, dung, sandstone, and sugar to create them before baking them in huge kilns. Some jars also have artful reliefs carved into them, showing off the skill of the creator. What's most baffling about the jars, though, is how they got to the plateau in the first place. Some of the giant jars weigh as much as 10 tons and measure nearly 10 feet tall. So how were the jars transported to the empty landscape from the quarry, which is more than 6 miles away? Scientists can only speculate about their purpose. One group of archaeologists believes the jars may have been giant urns commemorating the dead. There are other theories and legends too, but unexploded bombs in the area pose a threat to those seeking to reveal the mystery of the jars. As a result, the Plain of Jars, which became a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2019, remains, for the most part, an archaeological mystery. Cave of Crystals, Mexico. Buried beneath the mountains near Nica, Mexico, is a magical place that might remind you of a science fiction movie. Back in 2000, two miners accidentally stumbled upon the Cave of Crystals. What they found immediately intrigued the world. It's a beautiful but mind-boggling discovery that continues to draw scientists from all parts of the globe. White crystals that measure nearly 39 feet long and 3 feet wide fill the subterranean space. The crystal formations, which formed thanks to a process called nucleation, jut out from every angle in the horseshoe-shaped cave. But while scientists can confidently point to the mineral-rich waters inside the cave as the reason the crystals grew in the first place, they can't explain their massive size. Most crystal structures don't grow to the enormous dimensions of the ones found in the Nika Cave. In fact, even crystals in neighboring caves started by the same mineral water don't grow to nearly the same scale. The giant crystals also continue to grow, although the growth rate is incredibly slow. Stone spheres, Costa Rica. When the United Fruit Company in Costa Rica sought new ground to plant banana trees in the early 1930s, they came across a group of curious stone spheres. The almost perfectly round rocks were like nothing they had seen before. While the stones varied in size, the largest of them measured over 6 feet in diameter. The workers for the fruit company rolled the strange orbs out of the way and went ahead with planting the new banana trees. Years later, archaeologists began to study the spheres in an attempt to determine their origin. They found hundreds of the gabbro-formed balls since the workers first stumbled across them, and they now believe that the mysteriously smooth rocks were handmade by the pre-Columbian cultures of Costa Rica. The reason for the spheres, however, remains an unanswered question. Some theories speculate that tribal leaders commissioned them to display their group's crafting skills. Others suggest they were a symbol of wealth in the village. Fairy circles, Namibia. In the grasslands of southern Africa's Namib Desert, a series of unexplained fairy circles have baffled scientists for years. Short grasses ring the barren circular patches, which range from 10 to 65 feet in diameter. Thousands of these mysterious rings stretch out over hundreds of miles of desert. So, what caused these mysterious circles in the sand? Namibian legend says the gods created them by carelessly leaving their giant footprints in the red dirt. Take a look at the fairy circles on satellite imagery, and you may start to think the idea makes sense. Scientists, of course, beg to differ. But while they dismiss the local legend, they can't seem to agree on a reasonable explanation either. Some say termites formed the fairy circles by clearing the vegetation around their underground habitat in order to create natural rainwater reservoirs. Others believe plants caused the circles by competing for much-needed water. There's even one group of scientists who believe both theories are right. What they can explain, though, is why the pattern of the circles is so regular. The rings appear in an evenly spaced arrangement. The mystery and the legend remain. Hestdala Lights, Norway. Something weird is happening in the sky above the small central Norwegian town of Hestdala. People have witnessed hundreds of strange lights where only stars should be. The lights randomly illuminate the night sky and sometimes appear as big as a car, remaining for as long as a few hours. The strange phenomenon was first reported in the early 20th century, but it reached a peak of activity in the 1980s. That's when UFO hunters took notice and flocked to the area in search of the mysterious lights. They weren't disappointed. During the early part of the decade, the lights would appear up to 20 times a week. The unusual lights still blaze in the night sky, though with less frequency now than when they first appeared. But what caused them in the first place? Scientists have many viable explanations, including the presence of cosmic rays. Other researchers attribute them to ball lightning or ionized gases. All of the theories fall short of a satisfying and proven explanation, though. Patton Crater, Russia. Patton Crater is a 131-foot-high geological formation in Siberia that looks a bit like a bird's nest with an egg nestled inside. Scientists originally suggested that a meteor strike caused the unusual formation, but a lack of meteorite fragments in the area brought them back to the drawing board for another explanation. At one time, they discussed the possibility of a UFO landing, but that idea was discarded too. There are even theories that the crater was built by prisoners in a secret prison camp. And some geologists have hypothesized that the uncommon formation came from under the earth rather than above it. This theory involves a magma explosion caused from steam from beneath the surface. However it formed, there's no disputing that it's a strange area. No trees grow on the crater, even though the surrounding landscape is dense forest. There are also reports of curious things happening in the vicinity of the crater. But since no one can prove what created the formation, Patton Crater remains one of Russia's greatest mysteries. Nazca Lines, Peru. From the sky, they look like animals and people carefully drawn by a child. But the Nazca Lines of Peru are sprawling artistic representations covering at least 170 square miles of arid coastal land. The ancient geoglyphs date back as far as 500 BCE, when researchers believe the artists removed the top layer of black stone on the ground to reveal the white sand underneath. The contrast in colors makes the lines easy to view from the air. That was 8 Mysterious Places Scientists Still Can't Explain. Our next article is from InsightVacations.com. From the Bermuda Triangle to Blood Falls, 10 of the Most Mysterious Places on Earth, by Nick Dauk, May 10, 2024. Our planet has some seriously mysterious places. Locations that seem to defy science, contain unknown treasures, or have an aura of mystery. Whether it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site we still don't understand, or a place where living things go and never return, delve deep into the territory of conspiracy theorists as we attempt to explain the most mysterious places on Earth. Easter Island, Chile. 1,289 miles away from the nearest inhabited land, Chile's Easter Island, Rapa Nui, is the last word in isolation. At some point in its history, we don't know when, it was occupied by a thriving group of intrepid Polynesians who built the enigmatic Moai statues, over 1,000 of them staring blankly over the landscape, as a way to honor their ancestors. However, by the time Dutch colonists landed on Easter Sunday, 1722, the island was all but abandoned, its population severely depleted. The island's barren landscape and curious monuments make it one of the most mysterious places in the world to explore. Scientists are still debating exactly why the society collapsed, but rats apparently had a big part to play. Great Pyramid of Giza, Egypt. The massive monolith at the edge of the Egyptian desert still puzzles archaeologists thousands of years after it was built. How were those huge stone blocks hauled up so high? Was it simply the brute force of slaves? Perhaps not. Their alignment is too precise for that. Could the ancient Egyptians have had some miracle contraption archaeologists haven't unearthed? Maybe it was aliens. There's also some intrigue as to what's inside the pyramid. Archaeologists thought they'd explore every crevice, but in 2023, a whole new chamber was located using cosmic ray technology. However, nobody has been inside it yet. Bermuda Triangle, Atlantic Ocean. Between Bermuda, Miami, and Puerto Rico lies a triangle-shaped patch of Atlantic Ocean that seems to swallow people up. More than 50 ships and 20 planes are said to have been lost to the Bermuda Triangle's murky depths, and conspiracy theorists offer a multitude of reasons why. Could it be that the Bermuda Triangle is a wormhole or vortex to a different dimension? Are aliens using it to kidnap humans for experimentation? Is it actually the location of Atlantis? But when you look at the stats, the region is not particularly disaster-prone. It encompasses the popular holiday islands of Turks and Caicos, and plenty of shipping and aviation traffic passes through the area on a daily basis. Some more likely explanations for this mysterious place include tropical hurricanes, rogue waves, and human error. Crooked Forest, Poland. Bending and curving at the roots in a J shape before scooping up towards the sky, the 400 trees in Poland's Crooked Forest are one of the world's weirdest unsolved botanical mysteries. They look like the sort of place a witch would hang out in, but these trees were actually planted in the 1930s. At some point in their infancy, the trees took on this unusual shape, but thanks to the outbreak of World War II, nobody wrote down how or why. It's commonly thought they were bent by heavy snowfall, but some believe the area has a uniquely strong gravitational pull. That, or they were deliberately bent to make unusually shaped furniture. Who knows? The unanswered questions and the spooky aura around these gnarled trees make it one of our top mysterious places. Gates of Hell, Turkmenistan. These fires have flickered out of a depression in the desert for 50 years, like a set of eternal flames. Nicknamed the Gates of Hell, the Dervaza gas crater was accidentally created in 1971 by a group of Soviet oil scientists who drilled into a natural gas field and caused it to collapse. To stop toxic gas from leaking, the hole was set alight and it's been burning ever since. The only real mystery about this place is when it might stop. Nazca Lines, Peru. Etched into the dry earth of Peru's Nazca Desert are massive man-made glyphs of animals, plants, and strange lines, a UNESCO World Heritage Site covering an area of roughly 170 square miles. These mysterious drawings were created between the 4th century BC and the 6th century AD and are best seen from the air, but we still don't know why they were drawn. Early studies suggested they form part of a celestial clock, while more recent theories include ceremonial procession markers and a beg to the gods for water by the area's ancient people. Lake Hillier, Australia. On a remote island off the southern coast of Australia lies a mysterious place regular travelers aren't allowed to set foot on, Middle Island. The island's most famous landmark is Lake Hillier, which is shaded in a Barbie pink hue. The vibrant coloring comes from red bacteria and algae that live in the lake's salt crust. It's safe to swim in, but forbidden by the Australian government. Take a helicopter ride from Esperance, the nearest town, for a bird's eye view. Ridcat structure, Mauritania. Deep in the Sahara is a strange rock formation that predates life itself. The Ridcat structure is a mysterious place, a concentric ring in the Earth's crust. With such an otherworldly and almost artificially symmetrical appearance, it's known as the Eye of the Sahara. Rippling through the desert for 25 miles, Mauritania's Ridcat structure is so huge it was only identified when astronauts spotted it from space. Some say the Eye of the Sahara is the remains of Atlantis, as its circular shape matches Plato's description of the utopian city. But it's actually a geological dome that eroded long before humans walked the earth. Island of Dolls, Mexico City. As mysterious cities go, Mexico City is hard to beat. Built atop the ruins of an Aztec capital, the Mexican capital is full of ghosts. Visit the Island of the Dolls, and you'll experience the city's creep factor firsthand. According to local lore, a young child fell into the lake from a chinampa, an artificial island built for agriculture, in 1950. A local man called Don Julian Santana tried to save her, but she died before he could. Before long, Santana began to hear paranormal wails and cries in the place the girl had died. To appease her spirit, or perhaps to scare it off, he hung dolls he'd begged and borrowed around the chinampa. Decaying after 70 years exposed to the elements, the dolls are a frightening sight. We wouldn't want to be marooned on this island at night. Blood Falls, Antarctica. In 1911, a British geologist on the Terra Nova Antarctic expedition made a mysterious discovery. A crimson waterfall staining red the pristine Antarctic ice. The water emerged from the end of a glacier perfectly clear, but quickly turned the shade of blood. This mysterious phenomenon baffled scientists for almost a decade. But in 2023, the mystery was solved. Tiny iron-packed nanospheres inside the water were oxidizing as the water poured from the glacier and hit the air. It may not be mysterious anymore, but it'll always be magnificent. That was From the Bermuda Triangle to Blood Falls, 10 of the Most Mysterious Places on Earth by Nick Dowk, May 10th, 2024. Next, we'll look at a couple of haunted places in the U.S. from CoreLogic.com, September 13, 2024. The Queen Mary, Long Beach, California. When one of the world's most luxurious ocean liners was converted into a hotel, its transformation was superficial. Even decades later, the spirit of the Queen Mary remains connected to its history. With 200 original first-class staterooms and suites interspersed among the 80,000 square feet of salons designed in Art Deco splendor, the Queen Mary is as majestic today as it was on its maiden voyage in 1936. However, amid its sumptuous surroundings lurk the spirits of years gone by. With the reported 49 people deceased aboard, the ship was pressed into military service during World War II. There have been ample ghost stories in the decades since its decommission. Although the floating hotel is known to be one of the most haunted in the nation, not all rooms are created equal. Stateroom B340 is one of the spookiest. For years, it was closed to guests. But today the room is open and available for those looking for a unique experience. Hill House, Mineral Wells, Texas. When Texas was the Wild West, many towns ran bootleggers, prostitutes, and gambling houses. Hill House was very much a part of that history. But what makes this 1880 structure notable was its association with discretion and the lack of departure of many visitors. In a town that was known for its healing, mineral-rich wells, Hill House gained a reputation for being rather unhealthy. The 3,800-square-foot Victorian mansion has 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, and its grounds are rumored to a former hideout of Native Americans, the location of the Sam Bass Gold, and a haven for paranormal activity. Today, this building is frequented by paranormal investigators looking to experience one of the most haunted places in Texas. The Sally House, Atchison, Kansas. Those who are interested in hauntings have likely heard of the Sally House. This unassuming Heartland home has a history that makes a visit feel like anything but a heartfelt welcome to the area. The structure's modest curb appeal belies a site filled with tragedy. Built between 1867 and 1871 by Michael C. Finney, this house was quiet for over a century until 1993, when two renters began noticing unexplained activity. Local lore attributed the disturbances to a spirit named Sally, who was brought to the home, which at the time belonged to a doctor, for an emergency appendectomy. Unfortunately, she did not survive, and her traumatic passing is said to be the origin of the haunting that remains in the house to this day. Since those renters left the home in the early 90s, it has remained unoccupied and serves as a tourist destination. Stanley Hotel, Estes Park, Colorado. Stanley Kubrick's classic 1980 horror film, The Shining, based on Stephen King's novel of the same name, has spooked decades of cinephiles, but it has also propelled millions of people to visit the sprawling red-roofed Stanley Hotel just outside of Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park. Constructed in Estes Park in 1909, the Stanley Hotel inspired the King novel that became a cinematic sensation. As if that weren't enough, the hotel is also the site of a considerable amount of paranormal activity. Among the 142 rooms of this colonial revival hotel, the fourth floor is known to be particularly spirited. Winchester Mystery House, San Jose, California. Doors that lead to nowhere, staircases that abruptly end, and other unnerving architectural features are hallmarks of this iconic 60-room mansion located near the heart of Silicon Valley. The 24,000-square-foot Winchester Mystery House was the brainchild of Sarah Winchester, an heiress to the firearms manufacturer of the same name. Winchester began building the home in the 1880s, and construction continued until her death more than 30 years later. Much speculation surrounds the house's lengthy construction period and bizarre features. One anecdote goes that a psychic consulted Winchester to build the house, while another maintains that ghosts instructed her to continue building the home as restitution for those killed by her family's namesake guns. That's all for this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.